Again, today we celebrate the feast of a saint of the early church, the second generation of the church, Saint Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna, who was consecrated bishop by none other than Saint John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple. He was a disciple of Saint John, and according to tradition, he met many, if not most, of the apostles who were still living. And among them, of course, was probably St. James or others. And it's very interesting because St. John taught him. It is said that also St. Peter taught him. And that he was, as such, not only converted and became a Catholic and a priest, but he was also made a bishop. And he was bishop of Smyrna for 70 years. And that's a long episcopacy. Not even in this day and age do you have such long episcopacies as that of St. Polycarp. He wrote different epistles, which are still extant to this day, and which were sent to the different churches, especially in Turkey and Greece. He went to see the Holy Father, I believe it was St. Anicetus, but not perhaps that one. He went to see him regarding the observance of the date of Easter. Even back then, there was a contention between the East and the West as to when that date of Easter was to be celebrated. And to this day, the Eastern Church and the Orthodox celebrate it, as well as Christmas, on a day different than we. And it is said that now they want to do it again to try to unite the dates and so forth. Well, I will believe it when I see it. Since the time of Christ, it has been celebrated on two separate days, about a week or so away, one from the other. The same with Christmas. While he was in Rome, he ran into one of the most interesting characters of that era. This is in the second century, the middle of the second century. In the streets of Rome, he ran into the heretic Marcion and Valentine, his companion. And Marcion asked him, "Do you know who I am?" He thought he was something big because he had people following him, even in Rome. Of course, they were heretics. And St. Polycarp replied to him, "I recognize in you the oldest son of Satan." Marcion was told off in a very royal way, in a sense, and also was very surprised. Not long after that, under the reign of the so-called enlightened emperor, Marcus Aurelius, who was supposed to be one of the better emperors of the Roman Empire altogether, and was also a philosopher, but also a very great hater of the Holy Catholic Church, he was put to death. And according to tradition, he was burned to death. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Polycarp, bishop and martyr, and disciple of the apostles, in particular, St. John, the apostle, the beloved disciple. May he intercede for us and grant us much life in this day when we are certainly receiving the message of the readings of today with a bludgeon right and left. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.